Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Don't we going out tonight?
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining me today, it's my pleasure, as always, to be with you, but especially today because I'm broadcasting live from Birmingham, Alabama, at the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce, interviewing these entrepreneurs, all these folks who've been nominated as Entrepreneur of the Year here in Birmingham, Alabama. And one of them is a guy sitting in front of me, Danny Bedgood, he's the president of Superior Automotive Incorporated. And he's right here in Birmingham, and he has a very interesting business model. Danny, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on your business. Congratulations on being nominated as one of the entrepreneurs of the year.
Well, thank you.
I know you're pretty excited about it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, how long have you been in business?
7 years.
7 years?
Yes, sir.
And was this your brainchild? Did you dream this up?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yeah? What did it take to get started?
A lot of work and planning.
How long did you have to plan?
Probably worked on it for at least a couple of years.
Before you opened the door.
Yes, sir.
See, folks, that's what I'm trying to get across to you. You just can't do this in the blink of an eye. I had someone show up to my office one time when I was a consultant, Danny, and they said, we want you to help us buy a jewelry store. I said, of course, I'll be glad to. I said, why don't you come back Wednesday and we'll get started? And they said, oh, no, we have to be open on Friday. This was Monday. You know, I said, good luck. I'm not going to help you. You know, I'm not going to get part of it. It takes time, doesn't it?
It takes a lot of planning.
Yeah.
Because if you don't plan good,
how much money did it take? The answer is more than you thought, right?
More than nothing. Yeah. Way more than
I didn't want you to tell me the exact number. Yeah. It would scare us, probably.
It would.
Okay. Now, your business model is that you only work on Toyota and Lexus.
Yes, sir.
Cars.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know Birmingham's not a teeny tiny place. They've got a lot of cars here, but that's kind of a vertical business there, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
How's that work?
It works good for us. We were Birmingham's very first service center strictly for Lexus.
So if I brought a Honda in there, you wouldn't let me in the door?
Probably not.
See, he didn't say no, folks. He said no with disdain. Now, what kind of cars do you drive?
I drive Toyotas and Lexus.
Oh, okay.
I tell everybody, if you cut me, I would bleed Toyotas and Lexus.
How'd that happen? How'd that come to be?
I first owned a 1973 Toyota Celica.
Yeah?
And back then...
They probably don't make them like that anymore, do they?
No, sir. No, sir. Technology is changing. That's probably the biggest thing we have changing on us and keeping up with is technology.
Mm-hmm. So, now... Did that not scare you in the beginning to be kind of vertical like that, to say, you know, in the very beginning when you needed customers, right, day one, day two, day three, and somebody comes up in a Honda or a Ford, did you turn them away?
At first, no.
Okay, good for you.
No.
Let's not lose our head here,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Because we need customers.
Yes.
What you had to do was you didn't compromise your principles. You just varied your model a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. And then after a couple of years, I changed the structure and turned it into what it is now.
Right. Over time, when you got busy, as you were able to add Toyotas and Lexus cars, you were able to say, I'm sorry, we're really busy, and then say, these are the only two companies we
have. Yes, and actually we had people change the product because they liked our service and the way we did business.
Wow.
They actually sold that car and bought a Lexus or Toyota.
Wow. So do you get like finder's fees from the Lexus and the Toyota dealerships down here?
Well,
they should.
We do offer Lexus and Toyota sales. We'll help them get a new car or a pre-owned car.
Wow.
We sure will.
So it's good. It's good that they come there to you help them buy, you help them sell Lexus and Toyotas,
yes,
but you compete with them for the maintenance work, don't you?
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
how do they feel about that?
The
you don't care, do you?
No, sir.
How many employees you got?
We have 10 employees,
yeah,
including myself.
Where do you see this going? What's your future?
Well, you have to look at every now and again. I'll get my business plan out and look at it and adjust it a little bit.
Every now and again, how often is that?
Probably every couple of years.
Yeah,
I'll get it out and look at it. And
probably
see
should
where
do it more
are.
Often than that, though, shouldn't you?
Yes, really.
You know that you just okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Time.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah,
how hard is it being a small business owner?
It is tough. I start very early in the morning.
You turn the lights on, you turn the lights off.
Yes, sir. Usually, I'm out of the bed by 5 o'clock, somewhere mm-hmm. in that area, mm-hmm. 5:30. I'm generally always at work no later than 6. Mm-hmm. And generally, 6:30 or 7 will see me leaving or later.
Right. So 12 hours. So what you're saying is when you're a small business owner, you can work half days. You get to pick which 12 hours, right?
And as soon as you open the doors, people flood in.
That's right. That's a high-class problem, isn't it, Danny?
Is.
Congratulations on being one of the nominees
so
for this
much.
Award. Give us your website, please.
Well, we don't have a website, but we do have an email address.
All right. Give it to us.
SuperiorLexusToy@bellsouth.net.
All right. Got to get you a website, Danny.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners just like Danny Bedgood, sitting in front of me, and all these great entrepreneurs you've met today, and more to come. I'm Jim Blasingame, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.